A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hej hej och välkomna till Kvacksnack sommar. Den här veckan blir det inte på svenska, det blir på amerikansk engelska. Det är Susan Gerbich som ligger bakom Guerrilla Skeptics bland annat då, som kommer att bjuda på, ska jag säga, ett litet kvacksnack till oss här. Och ja, det blir intressant att höra vad hon har att säga. Varsågoda.
Hello, everyone. My name is Susan Gerbich. Thank you, Quack, or I should say Quack, for giving me the opportunity to talk about the Guerrilla Skepticism on Wikipedia project, better known as GSOW. First, a little background on the project, and then I'm going to try my best to recruit you to help, so prepare yourselves. The GSOW project is a Wikipedia editing team. We've existed for about 7 years. Our mission is to find, recruit, train, and motivate people all over the world who understand the importance of Wikipedia. And I'm not going to waste a lot of time speaking to you quack listeners about what Wikipedia is and why making sure that the pages concerning science, scientific skepticism, and the paranormal are up to date and well written. We know that the world is getting all their information from Wikipedia. Our team takes people who are computer literate, who are motivated to make a difference in science and pseudoscience through training every step of the way. We're looking for people who understand that this is something that they will be involved in for years, and they must be on Facebook. It is all online training, and we've put together lessons on a Google spreadsheet. All lessons are given to you at once, so you can move through them at your own pace. Everyone is given a personal trainer, and everyone is added to a secret Facebook group called The Secret Cabal. Inside the Secret Cabal, you will find about 120 people located all over the world speaking many different languages. Currently, everyone speaks English. Some are native speakers and some are not. And there are all kinds of discussions about various Wikipedia projects, some working on humanist articles, some on biographies, others on alternative medicine, Scientology, UFOs, well, all kinds of things. We focus on whatever we personally find interesting, and nothing is really assigned to you. How this works is that everyone is invested in helping each other to become a better, stronger editor. So we all offer feedback on the work others are doing. We help by proofreading articles, helping to look for citations, doing research, explaining the rules of Wikipedia, lots of conversations, all to help the team get more work done. We have people in the cabal who have been there for years, and others only a few days. Everyone is encouraged to give suggestions and feedback. A new person might not know all the rules or understand how to edit yet, but they can read an article that is nearing completion and give feedback. We're writing for the average person, and we want the page to be written away in a way that when you start at the beginning, you want to read it all the way through. Our team is responsible for just over 610 Wikipedia pages. We keep track of those 610 Wikipedia pages and how many times they're viewed. We've just hit 26.5 million page views. Every day we add about 35,000 new views. and we're making a real difference in educating people worldwide. Here, I want to mention that we're not doing this all in English. No way. We're working on Wikipedia pages in all the languages we can. Remember, our goal is to make these Wikipedia pages not only enjoyable to read with factual information, great notable citations people can follow if they want more information, but they also deserve to read the page in the language that they're comfortable reading in. Another issue I should probably mention right now is that we don't just need people on our team that read and write in languages other than English. We want a diverse team, people of interest in all kinds of topics and scientific skepticism, people with diverse hobbies, diverse educations, diverse life experiences, and maybe a bit of pride in their own bit of the world. That would be really helpful. We've found that so much of the world's history concerning scientific skepticism is ignored. Are the scientists, astronauts, researchers, writers, podcasters, lecturers in Sweden well represented on Wikipedia? What about the Swedish paranormal world? Do you have ghost stories, psychics, medical miracle charlatans that are specific to Sweden who deserve some attention with a Wikipedia article? So when someone wants to know more about a UFO sighting in Kalmar or a Bigfoot-like creature spotted in the mountains of northern Sweden, where are they going to get factual information? Those Wikipedia pages need to be written and waiting to be found. To be honest with you, I went through a lot of Wikipedia pages that are concerning science and Sweden, paranormal pages, as well as people who are biographies of good scientists and skeptics. And I found it was hit and miss. For the most part, most of the pages are very badly written in English and in Swedish. I would mention all those names to you as I found them, but there was a lot, and I'm sure I would just mispronounce the people's names, and then you guys would make fun of me, and you wouldn't want to join my team. But you can do the same on your own, just looking through Wikipedia and seeing how well Sweden is represented. Having a strong Wikipedia page brings attention and respectability to Sweden's science writers, to the skeptic organizations, to those people fighting against the anti-vax, anti-GMO community. When the media is looking for someone to interview about climate change, we want them to find someone with a strong pro-science background, who has a respect to the science community, someone with a reputation to represent critical thinking. This person is more likely to come to the media's attention if they have a strong, well-written Wikipedia page. The VOF honored me with to be able to speak to them in Stockholm and Malmo in September of 2017. And I know there's a strong science community, and Sweden has a rich history of science. But let's face it, we can't all be scientists. Even if we are, we might not be great at communicating. Yet we must find a way to showcase critical thinking and great science. We also need to make sure that pseudoscience is not given a free ride on Wikipedia. If it's nonsense, then it needs to be clearly labeled as such. So if I've convinced you that GSOW is exactly what you want to be a part of, and you're ready to start training, then please contact me on Facebook. I'll need to know your email, your Wikipedia username, so make an account if you don't already have one, and then I want to know where you learned about GSOW. And I'll then send you to a Google spreadsheet, which has all the training lessons on it. You'll be assigned a personal trainer, and then I'll place you in the secret cabal hidden away on Facebook. There you will meet the people who will become your peers, your mentors, and your assistants. It's really just that easy. If you still have questions about what GSOW is all about, you can find more information on our website, which is called About Time. Also, we have a YouTube channel with editors' interviews, lectures, and how-to videos. You can also reach out to me by email or Facebook. I'm not going to mention any links here. We're looking for people who are comfortable doing their own research and don't need everything handed to them. So serious inquiries only, please. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.